It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. We checked today on public opinion in three Muslim countries whose support is important to the United States these days: Pakistan, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia. In each country, a local newspaper editor or columnist told us substantially the same thing. Public opinion there is less supportive of U.S. actions now than it was several weeks ago. They told us that their readers harbored doubts about Osama bin Laden's responsibility for September 11th, and also about the means by which the U.S. is attacking him. Najam Sethi edits the Friday Times of Islamabad, the capital of Pakistan.
There is a feeling that the United States has perhaps jumped the gun, in the sense that most people here would have liked to have seen some concrete evidence of Osama bin Laden's involvement in what happened on September the 11th. Most people know that he's in Afghanistan, that he is opposed to the United States, that he doesn't like the Saudi regime, and all that sort of thing. But at the end of the day, people were looking forward to a display of that evidence that President Bush said was available. And that evidence was not made available. And so there's been this, in a sense, this sense of distrust. So now when the United States says it's going into Afghanistan in search of Osama bin Laden because he's the world's most wanted man, Pakistanis and other Muslims say, well, where's the evidence?
It doesn't sound as though U.S. policy is faring very well among your people.
No, it isn't. And the interesting thing is that it's not as though there's sympathy for the Taliban. There isn't. Pakistanis don't like that sort of brand of Islam, extremist, militant, quite orthodox, very backward. They don't like that sort of thing. Pakistanis are broadly very moderate people. So in a sense, they're having to choose between a superpower or a lone superpower that they hold responsible for having left them in the lurch 10 years ago and having now made a re-entry, in a sense, by putting a gun to our heads and saying it's either us or them. And of course, we really had no choice. The heart, on the other hand, said this is a superpower. It's been bullying people. It's not been good to us in the past. Its policies in the Middle East appear to be unbalanced or unjust. And it's propping up authoritarian Muslim regimes elsewhere in the Arab world. It can't be good or it can't be trusted. So there is a schizophrenic attitude here. People don't like the United States. They don't like the Taliban. Their mind says they stick with the U.S. Their heart says, or their heart goes out to the Taliban.
Well, Mr. Sethi, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Editor Najam Sethi of the Friday Times in Islamabad. His mention of U.S. policy toward Israel and the Palestinians was sounded loudly by Mohammed Sid Ahmed, columnist for the big Egyptian daily, Al Ahram.
In the earlier period, there was the hope that with this issue being brought up, there are chances that an issue that concerns Egyptians very much, and that is the Palestinian problem, could eventually get some solution. President Bush had spoken about a Palestinian state, but it seems that talking about the Palestinian issue is now receding. And what seems to be coming more to the forward is the issue of Iraq. An occasion for President Bush to meet Arafat in New York has been lost in these recent days. There is no much talk about the Palestinian issue anymore. On the other hand, there is talk that Iraq could eventually be responsible for the anthrax, for example. And though there is not much evidence about this, but anyhow, there is a feeling that things are not getting any easier and we might be slipping into war for a long time.
There have been many reports here in the United States.
Yes.
That throughout Arab countries, many people believe in conspiratorial explanations of September 11th, that it wasn't Osama bin Laden, it wasn't Al-Qaeda, it wasn't a group of Saudis and Egyptians. Rather, it was the Mossad, it was the Israeli Secret Service.
Well, there has been all sorts of theories. I mean, this has even been theories presented by Americans. And it's totally normal. We don't have so far complete, conclusive proof of anything. We get a lot of information. There is a lot of contradictions when it comes to information. Many hypotheses are still possible. none could be totally excluded a priori, so it is understandable that there should be conspiratorial theories.
But really, have you not precluded the theory that the Israeli Mossad hijacked the planes and smashed them into the World Trade Center for yourself? I mean, have you not?
I mean, this. I don't like to jump to conclusions without any clear evidence.
Mohammed Sid Ahmed, who is a columnist for Al Ahram in Cairo. The Saudi editor we called was actually dismissive of the theory that the Israelis did it. Khaled Al-Ma'ina, editor-in-chief of the Saudi English-language newspaper The Arab News, called that a fringe view. But Mr. Al-Ma'ina, who describes himself as opposed to terrorism and very pro-American, he was educated in the U.S., he sent his children to college in the U.S., is very critical of U.S. policy. Not just the bombing, but the financial crackdown undertaken this week.
The Saudis are very upset because of the targeting of individuals, organizations and institutions. Saudi money was going to charity organizations. These charity organizations have auditors. 90% of them are famous American companies. And, you know, to put a blanket ban on all of them is hurting and not alleviating the plight of people. I don't think so that anybody in his right mind would give money to Al-Qaeda or to Bin Laden. But what America has done, and even a liberal like me is really mad at the United States. And I'm writing an article in the next 2 days. We reject you, Mr. Treasury Department, or the U.S. Treasury, because what is happening is they're targeting, hounding innocent people. Yesterday, a Mr. Al-Qaeda, whose name appeared in the list of the New York Times, which is supposed to consider itself as a Bible and getting all these revelations, he has now put a case against Her Majesty's Treasury in England. He now has a case against the United States government. I mean, you are hounding innocent people who are helping people, black, white, Christians, Muslims, Jews, all over Africa and Asia. And I personally am really upset. As a friend of the United States, as a well-wisher of the United States people, it really is upsetting.
Mr. Al-Ma'ina, it doesn't sound like much of what the U.S. is doing in the way of pursuing an aim that you say Saudis would agree with meets with Saudi approval.
It's not a question of meeting with Saudi approval. It's a question of, now when you are cutting off the funds, how, let us prove. I mean, you cannot sort of, you know, anything. The word Islam has become something that is like Frankenstein. Let them check. I mean, you're just saying that money is going. Prove it that it's going. Tomorrow I may have money in a bank, and that bank is blacklisted, and then you say Mr. Al-Ma'ina is funding the Al-Qaeda. But what I'm trying to tell you is that this hype about Bin Laden is nothing. I mean, believe me, he has no support. Yes, he has sympathizers. He has cells around the world. He has evil people working for him, yes. But the way it is portrayed, that people are paying money to him, sympathizing with him, doing this, is utterly nonsense.
Khaled Al-Ma'ina, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Khaled Al-Ma'ina is editor of the Saudi English language paper, The Arab News.